Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All day long with the wide receiver, an elite wide receiver. Jalen Ramsey's light years better than Josh Norman and Marcus Peters, because Marcus Peters takes a lot of chances.
He
gets beat.
From the town.
But he doesn't like to tackle. I'm sorry, Marcus Peters. I love you.
Toast.
But he don't like to tackle.
Who did?
Some people.
To his face?
No,
no. No, they won't do that to his face.
No, exactly.
Marcus ain't playing.
No, yeah. You don't want to do that to Marcus. I got love for him.
Yeah, me too.
The one thing also I think we should talk about is, coming into the season, we were talking about the 49ers schedule. It's tough. And it's funny, after 2 weeks, maybe they got a shot to take advantage of the first half. Pittsburgh is 0-2. They're going to be missing Roethlisberger. Cleveland certainly hasn't gelled yet.
But they did win Monday night. If they win, I'm just Cleveland, this week, you got a week off and then you come back.
Then you're at the Rams. It's a tough one.
That's the game.
At Washington. Look, you went into Cincinnati and won. You went into Tampa Bay and won. You got to believe you can go into Washington and win with this team. They come home against Carolina.
Well, they don't know who they are. Cam may not be around. Yeah.
Let me tell you what I think is going to happen, too. The Arizona Cardinals, I think they're going to beat the Niners once, which will still represent.
Them 8 in a row.
I know it'll still represent an improvement. The Cardinals are better than last year,
dude. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray's he's slinging that pill,
man. I think he may be able to win them a couple games,
dude. Monte, you swinging me on him too, because he had a chance to win that game in Baltimore.
I mean, this guy is running around making plays, and it's a divisional game. Divisional games are always tight. They're always tough. So the NFC West, man, it's stacking up to be one of the better divisions in all of football.
All right. We got Kyle Shanahan. He's just done his press conference. We're going to turn around some sound on that, give you some of what Kyle Shanahan said heading into this week. Where's the one about? Here it is. We've talked a lot about Levi Stadium. Kyle Shanahan was asked about it. 49ers still looking for a signature win at Levi. Could it come Sunday, and what does Kyle Shanahan expect?
I'm expecting to be a strong 49ers crowd. Pittsburgh always travels well wherever I've been. When I was in Atlanta and we were on our way to the Super Bowl, we still had to use the silent cadence at home, even when we were 11-4 at the time. It's not always like that. I don't think we've given our fans a lot to be excited about in the 2 years I've been here at home or the years prior. But when we have, I think our stadium's been loud. I always revert back to the Christmas Eve game versus Jacksonville. We were out of it, and I thought our fans were as loud as any stadium I've been at. I felt it last year versus Oakland. Felt it versus Seattle last year. So when we've given our, I think our fans come ready. And if we come ready, I think we'll be very happy about our home field advantage.
That's Kyle Shanahan, diplomat.
I'm going to give him an A.
He's a diplomat.
That was right out of Steve Kerr's playbook.
It kind of was.
Gosh.
But that's how you get the crowd on your side.
We haven't
saying
given
they've
them
already
anything
been good.
To yell. Yeah, man, come on.
They were hyped for that Jacksonville game.
I do remember that one. But
they were hyped, but I want them. This is big. This is one of the bigger games that Levi's and Niners have had. I'm telling you guys, man.
Tom Hanks
come in. I'm serious, man. When the beat is blaring on the loudspeakers in the pregame warmups, and you see Kwon Alexander out there knocking his head, like, I don't know what the hell goes through his mind before a game, but I feel it, Steiny. When I'm walking, walking to the studio this morning, and I'm bumping my beat, and I'm seeing a few extra Niner hats, I'm thinking, okay, it's getting serious here in the Bay Area with the 49ers.
Well, it should.
It should be hyped up, man. The Steelers are coming.
I'm starting to get hyped up, actually. I got to calm down.
We're not used to the excited stuff.
By the way, I'll tell you what else has me a little
perplexed.
No.
I'm just fired up.
It is our invite to the tailgate by Marina, which is actually my cousin's name. And I believe it's a she. Interesting. She says green lot one, poll three.
Let's go.
I hope. You know what's going to happen. You'll show up, or we'll show up, and she'll be like, yes, can I help you? Like Guru and Steiny.
Hello.
You're kidding, right? You're kidding. You really came? We got no extra
No, they ain't going to. When they send the SOSs like that, it's for real. No, it's happening.
They want us out there. This is big. Steiny, man, I'm telling you, I can feel your excitement right now. It's getting me fired up for a Sunday, man. And watching the Seahawks and Steelers yesterday, just knowing that the Niners are going to play Seattle down the road, and Russell Wilson is still being Russell Wilson, and Pittsburgh is a little flawed. Thinking, man, if they could just go 3-0 before the bye week. I mean, think about that.
Well, then it's 2 weeks of
but it would really
fun
be
games.
Guru may have 5-0. If the Niners go 3-0 into the bye, dude, all these, get ready for it. The storm is coming with Niners surprise team.
Think about that. Monday Night Football.
They're saying that now.
Monday Night Football. All day long, they're going to be talking Niners. They're going to be showing you the blip views.
We're going to do the show from the hotel?
It's possible.
What hotel?
Monday night, cross the street from the stadium.
When?
For Monday Night Football.
Against the Browns.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a show 10 to 2. Is it a daytime game?
Yep. No, it's a night.
Of course it's not.
When
would we do a show?
So you're not excited.
We'll do our 10 to 2 normally for Monday.
Like
we'll
go to the Coliseum and we do remotes out there early all day, and then we hang out and get ready. We'll ask the boss after the show.
We will have done a 4-hour show. I'm not going to do another one.
Where did Mr. Excitement go? Just like, whoa.
Did you see Odell Beckham out there?
Go 3-0.
Hello.
3-0. Beat the Steelers.
This dude,
and then we'll talk about a fifth hour. All right. Let's go to Murphy in South San Francisco. He's got some Niner talk. What's up, Murph?
Dude, honest to God, first time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. If this was any other week about the Jalen Ramsey trade, I would not take that trade. But this week, I would do it. You have the bye week coming up, and you have the Browns. What a perfect way to debut him in San Francisco. If you want to convince all of Niner Nation and that we are ready and we are going to be a Super Bowl winning team, what better way than to go all in and take the best quarterback in all of football and put him on our team?
I like Murphy. I like the way Murphy's thinking.
Thanks, Murph. Appreciate it.
I like how Murphy's thinking.
It's not going to happen because he's unavailable. We just heard the coach say they kissed and made up.
Yeah, Jaguars.
No, he's not available.
You didn't like that?
He's playing tomorrow. That's it. I mean, that's all the further I would take it. And I'm not comparing Ramsey to Antonio Brown, but we thought everything was copacetic with Brown and the Raiders after Gruden Brown apologized. Yeah. Apologized. Kyle Shanahan talked about Dee Ford, and Bonte was talking about the injury to Dee Ford earlier. We took a look at it, and it doesn't look good, but here's what Kyle Shanahan said about Dee Ford's status.
For him to have the setback like he did after missing some of camp, there's always a concern, but, I mean, he is day-to-day, had a chance to practice today. We're going to play it safe. We'll see here over the next 2 days, which makes me somewhat optimistic for the game. But we got to play it day-by-day. It's something he's dealing with. Feels better now than it did after the game on Sunday, so hopefully that'll continue.
All right. I think he's playing.
Yeah.
Sounds like Bosa from week one, to tell you the truth.
It's a good sign. It's a great sign.
Couple things. 408 says, Steiny, the green lot is not even a tailgate lot.
Uh-oh.
Is that true?
Marina?
You know what?
Or they make it
true?
A tailgate lot.
Whoa.
Is that true?
Whoa. Somebody snitching.
Apparently, a lot of people are upset that Murphy called it Niners Nation.
Should be Niners Empire. I'll give him a pass. He's a first-time caller.
Stay humble. Come on.
First-time caller. It's
You got to get it right.
Niners Empire. Just don't call it the faithful. A lot of old-school, hardcore Niner fans don't like the faithful.
Why?
That seems like a millennial
thing. It's contrived.
You know? The 49ers faithful.
Contrived.
I would be in that. Anything that said
Niners
faithful, because I die hard.
It's
I
an
like
empire,
that.
Man.
No, we've talked about this. You die easy. You give up quickly, and you jump back on quickly.
Dude, that's reverse.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
Steiny.
Somebody wants to know about Jamal Adams. We'll update that situation. Jamal Adams did stop following the Jets on Twitter. He's made it known he's not happy, but he hasn't gone so far as to request a trade that we know of, and I don't think anything seems imminent, but the Jets are a dumpster fire.
You know what I'm going to say? The Niners are 2-0 without the wish list, without all these good players.
Right.
That's what we need to focus on. The hell with come on, those guys are on their teams and they got problems and they're available or may be available for a reason. The Niners are doing this because they've done a damn 180. They're at 90 of the 180. You go 3-0, a week off, Monday night, good God. This place will be on fire, man.
Okay, I got a couple questions for the listener. One is there a place where you can find the rules of what you can do and what you can't do outside Levi Stadium before a game? Because let me just read the last three texts.
I heard it was no tailgating at all.
The green lot is a tailgate lot. The 650 says Niners cannot tailgate. 415 says the green lot is a tailgate lot. So
green lot has both tailgate and non-tailgate section.
Yeah, green lot has both tailgate and non-tailgate. Somebody wants to give us a lowdown.
But if you're a heavyweight, you just look at the security and they'll let you know what I mean. Give them a little nod. They know who you are.
But they don't know who you are.
But if they do, they'll let you. The festivities continue. Because you got to know how to talk to people. That's all I'm saying.
And you tell you what,
let's bring a cooler. You and me.
No, we get everybody
was just
else
excited
to feed us.
10 minutes ago. B.
You still need a permit. You still need your permissionship slip signed.
They have the policies on the Levi parking website. Right.
Of course they do. It was a rhetorical.
I am. She ain't listening.
Who?
My anniversary's Friday.
So?
September 20th.
I have could not planned? Care less.
He said, do I got anything planned? I will by the time I get home. Yeah, I won't be attending this Sunday.
Why?
Yeah.
He's already backing up.
No, it's weird.
He's already backing the truck up.
So what, you got to celebrate engagement weekend?
Something like that.
That's preposterous.
All right, I'll try.
What?
What's your wife's name
again? Mia.
You want me to talk to her?
Yeah.
I'll talk to Mia.
I have B talking.
You know what? Just get her like an all day massage for Sunday.
You know how much those are going for?
Break bread, baby.
I do know, guru.
Sacrifice,
guru. That's the cost of having a Sunday.
She'll come in while I'm watching. Can you rub my shoulders? And I'm like, come on. Yes.
Friday, Saturday. Give her all the attention in the world.
See you Sunday.
And then that permission slip will be signed. Like, baby, I got to do this. I got to get down there. It's for the show.
See, the 336 saying Steiny, Guru, and Bonte definitely come by the tailgate. Green lot 1, pole 3, we have a blast, and that's the Spartan captain.
That's it.
Now, is Spartan captain no Marine? Are they in the same group? Or is green lot 1, pole 3 a huge group
Sounds like
people?
Two groups. So we got two spots to hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, goo. I mean, that is one thing about tailgate.
And
I'm going to be completely honest. If you're a legitimate tailgater, you deserve the biggest hat tip. Because you know what? The great tailgaters, they bring enough food for people who aren't in the tailgate.
Yep.
It's really a coming together. Yeah. It's incredible. At least that's the way it is at Oakland. You can just walk. Listen.
But you got to love football more than the tailgate. Some love the tailgate more than the football. You actually don't have to. I get a little irritated, Bonte.
You don't like
Give
the guys
scores.
Who go to the tailgate but don't go in?
No, that's okay. But had a TV out there to let me know you care. I need to know the score. You know the scores. Yeah,
I'm tailgating. I got to be inside
just
that
Just FYI.
Stadium.
Security guard coming down your road. Guru, I do security at 49ers games, and we can't allow people to just do anything they want in the parking lot, not even a celebrity like you.
Yeah. Got him!
50-inch story written about him at the Jason Sports Media outlet.
You won't let that thing go.
I can't believe you're already backing out of the game.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to go hard Friday, Saturday, and I'll be there.
Odds on,
like
Guru.
Like Michael Jackson, I'll be there.
What's the percentages?
Not Michael Jackson.
Who is Smokey Robinson?
No, it's a woman singer, I think.
I'll be there. That's
I'll
Michael Jackson.
Be there.
The Jackson.
That is Michael Jackson.
Why don't I let him change my mind? It's the Jackson
I'll
5.
I'll be there.
Well, you're wrong.
It's the Jackson 5.
It's Jackson 5.
It's the right, not Michael Jackson. That's two distinct things.
Oh,
Michael Jackson have the Jackson 5
He's
late
singing
in his career?
It in the Jackson
5. No. All right, I'll take the L there.
Seriously, Steiny, what's the percentage on Guru going down to Levi Sunday?
It's 84.
I'm
going to
set it at 20%.
Yeah, now
20% chance.
It just went down.
We're going to have fun, man.
Blue Lot 1 saying, "Don't sleep on us."
Well, you got to be ready.
I think we got to go.
Guru won't be there.
No, I don't think he will.
Battle of the tailgates.
I don't think he
Guru
will.
Guru will not be there.
Oh, I'm there. This is a big game.
He will get lost.
Stop. I've been
up
there.
Up in Sacramento.
I wrote an article on my first experience at Levi's after I heard all the – for the station when we were in another building. Remember, I just went to the first Cowboy game, and then I came here. Well, Carl helped me. I sent it to him.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that
article? I didn't do one of those.
Oh, okay.
How much extra money you get?
I didn't get any.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's why'd you do not it? About money. It was no, most to share my experience, man.
Yeah, but
you're a walking. I'm learning the real you. You're like,
I'm a walking
haters.
Like Rich wants you to go to the podcast, which I went on for free. Some Buffalo wings. You want to get paid appearance fee?
Of course.
You guys are the heads.
Time
growing,
is money,
man.
Baby. Larry in San Jose. What's up, Larry?
Gotta get this cleared up, man.
Thank you.
We had a party. Hello.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Give us
the
info.
Okay, so we've had a party at Green Lot, Pole 20, Niner Empire. We've got John Lynch there, Laura Britt, Ian Williams. Everybody's been at, so you can tailgate in Green Lot, you know, and it's been known throughout, like, the country. We have people coming from all over the country that go to our tailgate party in Green Lot. So whoever's saying that there's no tailgate over there is wrong.
Hey, real quick, so, Larry, how many Green Lots are there?
So Green Lot 1, I believe, is right next to the stadium.
Okay. And that's the one.
I'm ready.
Green Lot, Pole 20. Yeah, John Lynch just came out to our,
yeah, I've
our
heard,
party. So
I've heard that. I've heard, like,
so you
know,
guys,
Lynch will come out
you guys,
and say
I'm just letting you know, Niner Empire is going to welcome you out there. If you guys walk out there, you got food, drinks, we got full bars.
Let's go.
We got everything. We got DJs. We got everything
oh,
going on.
Hey, Larry.
They do this thing, man.
What time should we get out there?
So Jesse and Abel are out there at 6 o'clock in the morning, wait for the front gates to open, you know what I'm saying, for a 1 o'clock game. So welcome to come out there. You guys, you know, 10 o'clock, you're served. That's it.
Thank you. Larry, thank you so much, man.
That's
appreciate
the name,
it.
Larry. Who are you looking for, Larry?
I got a bunch of numbers. I got pole 20. We're going to hit every pole in the Green Lot. I tell you that. We got pole 3 coming up. We got pole 20. Now all we need is 4 through 19.
I'm excited.
And then one and two.
I'm coming.
One and two. So
need that permission slip, Guru. You know you need permission from the YC.
This is work. I'm telling her it's work.
Yeah.
I'm working.
But, like, this whole thing, you can tell.
Is real.
Yeah. I mean, the excitement. The excitement is real.
And
you got
the
Pittsburgh Steelers coming in.
I'm going to have to Uber. I'll Uber there.
I mean, this is one of those games where maybe this is the game that they'll look back at and say, this is when it started to turn. Because let's just say hypothetically that the 49ers win Sunday and they end up going to the playoffs. All right? There's no doubt we'll look back and say, beating the Steelers at home to start 3-0 put them in a great spot to get to the postseason, I think.
Looking for Levi's to develop a soul. This is it.
Interesting.
This is it. They don't have a soul yet. It's been a sterile stadium.
Coming out party?
This has to be, man. South Bay stand up. Everybody, now, I'm serious, man, because a lot of people, you know, you hear Shaskies and you hear everybody, I want to make the playoffs, all that stuff. Well, now's the time. They're 2-0. They looked really good against Cincinnati. I'm serious, man. This is a huge game. It's a huge game. All of a sudden, I'm excited on a Wednesday.
I haven't been excited
on a Wednesday for over 49ers football next 6 years, man. It's time. It's time for Levi's to stand up and show something to the rest of the nation.
I'm just fired up.
There's no doubt about it. Niner Nation is fired up. Kyle Shanahan wants the team to act a little bit differently.
There's not one person in our building, at least that I've noticed, that feels like we've arrived by any means. I mean, we won a very hard-fought game that was sloppy at times the first week that easily could have gone the other way. And you know, our guys came out ready to go last week, and everything kind of just clicked. But, I mean, if you think that at all, I promise you, you're going to get humbled this week. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens. And we feel good being 2-0, but you go into the bye week 2-1, and that's all taken away. It's very important to us to go into this bye week 3-0, and you can't just wake up on Sunday and decide to do that. You better be as humble as can be, and backs are against the wall the way I look at it. And we got to come out just as hungry as Pittsburgh's going to be, because I know their backs are against the wall, and I know their coaching staff know a lot of their players, and I know it's going to be
That's Kyle Shanahan. How do you convince a team that's 2-0 to pretend they're 0-2 with their backs against the wall? And people coming do people really get uptight about Niner Nation, Niner Empire, Niner
they do.
Faithful,
stay humble.
Raider Nation, Raider
Stiny.
Fans, Raider, come on.
That's
I cannot play that game.
Can't
I cannot
do it.
Play that game, and you can text till the cows come home. I'm sorry if you know. I'm just going to make that mistake. You know why? Because it's not official. It's not official anywhere. I'm going to say
minds,
Niner.
Though,
you know, I'm going to say like Niner gang.
You like go to a neighborhood and call them the wrong name, that could cost you.
I mean,
that's how important it is. Get it right.
Trouble brewing down in Santa Clara.
See,
they're really getting into some trouble at Santa Clara. Let's go to Elena, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
What's happening on The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. The 49ers are 2-0 and back at home to take on the Big Benless Steelers in Week 3. Damon Ratto and Kolsky will go inside the undefeated 49ers locker room to talk to a Niners player today at 5 o'clock. Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski had a huge night in his first game at Fenway Park. He hit his 20th home run in front of his Hall of Fame grandfather, Carl Yastrzemski. The Red Sox legend, the original Yaz, joined Bonte, Steiny, and Guru earlier today and praised his grandson.
Him hitting that home run, that was a huge thrill for me, as much as any thrill that I had in baseball myself.
Hear the full interview at 957thegame.com. You can also listen to all interviews and listen live to your favorite shows by downloading the radio.com app to your smartphone or your smart speakers. Your chance to win WWE tickets coming up at Chase Center next week. That is at 4:20, playing the name game with Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. Sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or a click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm Elena Matzorakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back.
Michael Jackson, everybody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Michael Jackson. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Apologize first.
Yeah, I am going to apologize because I'm always the guy that says just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to do it. All right. I was kind of making a joke about who cares if it's Niner Empire, Niner Nation, Niner, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
So, and some people have made it clear that it is Niner Empire, and they're somewhat serious about it. Apparently all the way serious about it. So I'll tell you what, I'll Niner Empire it is, or Niner fans. All right, I'm gonna respect the Empire. Especially
don't
since
be
I'm hoping
disrespectful.
To, exactly. I am going to respect the Empire, particularly because I'd like to get some free food and drink out of them Sunday morning. You know what I mean? I don't need to go down there and people, you know, throwing eggs at me.
Because the first sign of disrespect in any environment is messing up the name on purpose.
Can't do it.
Hey, Bonte.
Right, on purpose.
My name's
Bonte.
Right.
I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just didn't really care. And now I'm getting, no, it's faithful.
It's not faithful.
I cannot
now
win.
Now I'm going to be ticked off.
I can't
It's
win.
Not faithful, 925.
Coming
Nobody
up in 10 minutes,
that.
We have Last faithful. Call where you can win a Google Home Mini. And we will be asking a question, and it's going to be favorite sports movie.
I'll send you guys my article that I wrote about Levi's.
Yeah.
What's that?
You know what, Guru?
The article that I wrote.
This is called Beating You to the Punch.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at something from 2017.
October.
And it says, the Guru goes behind the scenes to review Levi's Stadium.
I was there.
I'm reading the first sentence. As I made my way out of my 1992 Cadillac Seville in the lead. I'm out. All right, I'm out.
Why would you be out?
Vince, you're in Golden Gate Park. What's up, Vince?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, man.
I just wanted to chime in on the faithful argument.
Okay.
I think that's like the old guard term. My grandpa had season tickets back at Keysar, and he repped the faithful. And I think that I was born in 81, right before the catch. So all I've ever known is like glory. I mean, obviously not the last 20 years, but I know what it's like. The old school, playing in the 60s and 70s, he told me this, obviously, that there was just heartbreak for years. And they had no reason to believe they'd ever be good. And then the 80s happened. And he repped the faithful, so I'm keeping it alive for the faithful.
Thanks, Vince. You know what?
What a story.
Well, so a lot of people, I think faithful is contrived. Yeah, I just said
I kind of knew.
Yeah. But Vince is saying that's what it was originally before, like, Bill Walsh came on the scene.
I can't disagree with him.
Gotcha.
But growing up, all I've known is Niners Empire.
All right.
Niner gang.
It felt like Jed York pumped that whole 49ers faithful thing into existence. And everybody all of a sudden, oh, we're faithful. Quest for six. The hardcore fans, in my opinion, don't say faithful. They say Niner Empire. Faithful.
Faithful
oh,
means
Niner
you're
faithful.
Ride or die, though, Stoddy. Like,
come on. You're Niner Empire. You're
Niner gang.
Like, come on, man.
I didn't know.
Niner
no,
gang.
I didn't. See, and I'm going to bring it back to Carl Yastrzemski. Remember I was saying, you know, there's Carl Yastrzemski. We're talking baseball history. He's 80 years old, and we're talking about triple crowns in the 60s and the 70s when he played the Yankees for the Red Sox. And I'm saying, do the kids, and I mean the 25, 30-year-olds, do they care? Do they even care about that kind of history?
They're disrespectful. They don't.
But honestly, if Vince is right and he's saying they called it the faithful back in 1978, like, I want to know that. Like that,
right.
I'm into that.
That
kind
was passed
of
down to him. That was passed down to him.
So I
and Bonte's not saying it's right or wrong. He's right. Just saying when he grew up. I like both.
Niner gang.
831.
Stop that.
Stop
831. That's a drop, people. That's not.
That was Phil Mike. Niner stop. Gang.
831. Empire faithful, but never nation. All right, man, yeah, a lot okay. of people coming down on
the
our
nation
road
is
faithful.
Taken. The nation is taken.
I felt like faithful. I just started hearing that about 10 years ago.
I like it.
So
I'm trying to think. Do other fan bases have that kind of, like, I'm even thinking about the Eagles.
Steeler Nation. They call it Steeler Nation.
But, like, I'm thinking Eagle Nation. That I don't think
Cowboy
they have
Nation.
That.
They got Cowboy
that
Nation.
I do remember. Yeah,
everything's
Cowboy
a nation.
Maybe, and that's probably why they went to Empire.
Maybe.
Because an empire's bigger than a nation.
I don't even care. If it's faithful, empire, whatever.
You don't like this.
Whatever. I just tell you, we are, like, think about what's firing people up. It fires people up when you say empire. It's not an empire. It's faithful.
Niner
it's
gang.
Not nation. Yeah, Niner gang. Well, I'm going to just start saying Niner gang.
See, what was say it when Harbaugh was here? Because I didn't feel this.
It was Niner
was
empire.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
It was an empire.
And it was a...
He'll be available soon. Oh, Jim.
I think the 49ers have a coach.
No, I'm saying for any other team. I like Kyle. And he likes Lil Wayne.
Does like Lil Wayne. That does.
He named
you know
his
what?
Son after that the is, Carter series of
that
albums.
That is very underrated. That
That's
he likes
big
Lil Wayne.
To me. He's relating to those players, man.
Man, if we could get Shanahan on and just ask him, what's your favorite Lil Wayne CD?
Yeah, you guys squad up.
Let's try to get him on.
Is yeah, the squad up next that. Don't ask me to help you with that question or getting him
you
on.
You got the Rolodex.
Bronco Country, apparently we're seeing on the text
I'm out
line
on
they
that.
Call Bronco Country.
That's so cool. That's so whack.
Good Lord.
Like, what about are the Green Bay fans called Packer Nation or the
That I don't know.
Packer Backers? The Packer Backers? Is that what Packer?
What's the Bears, Pappas? What did you guys have for Chicago? Pappas? Nothing?
He doesn't know.
Bears?
Plus he's not
know.
In it anymore.
That's all you guys are, the Bears.
Never stepped foot in Chicago.
I went to Wrigley Field.
You know,
liar!
Never saw Walter Payton.
Yeah. What do you do, Pappas? Walk around Concord, say, the Bears!
Let's go, Ryan. Ryan in Fairfield's going to give us a lesson on faithful nation fans gang. What's up, Ryan?
Here
How you
go.
Doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm not a Red Niner fan. I'm a Buccaneer fan.
Okay.
But I grew up in a Niner household, and I will tell you right now, I was born in 82, went through all the 80s and 90s. It is Niner faithful.
Okay. That's what I want to know. Hey, what do they call Buck fans?
Oh, losers.
How can we not know this? Packers or cheeseheads?
He was off there.
Cheeseheads. Yeah.
I helped you. He said, what do they call Buck fans? I said, losers. I liked it.
You're a Bears fan, Pappas. We don't listen to you.
All right, we can start lining them up for last call. Question is, greatest sports movie and why? I want to know your greatest sports movie and why. Best caller of the day gets a Google Home Mini, like we've been giving away all.
Ask me what
September.
They call the Beals. This is the best one. You may know.
I think
not too long.
Go ahead.
Bills Mafia.
That's three guys have coined that.
No, I've heard it before.
By the way, you ever see the tailgates at Buffalo?
Oh, man.
That's another level.
I
saw X-rated at the Buffalo tailgate. Like,
that's a place where they jump onto tables
exactly.
stuff.
I've seen that 30 for 30 was great with the Bills fans.
They make love at the tailgates, too.
What do they call the Cowboys? Just America's team? Is that it?
Cowboy Nation.
That's
yeah.
Yeah, that's
keep
not
it
cool.
simple.
I think it's weird. Yeah, that's weak.
What kind of give me a percentage of Steeler fans at the game on Sunday?
I mean this, 54.
So you think there's going to be
more than half
more Steeler fans?
Yeah, and we can't ignore the attendance problem that the team was having. People are fired up, but them tickets have been purchased, and I'm telling you, Adam said it, Kaplan. I'm going 59. It's up to 59.
60% essentially.
59.
If you estimated up,
I can't.
Come on, yeah, we're going to know too.
Honestly, you're saying that there's going to be basically 25,000 to 30,000 Steeler fans.
And I believe it was more at the Coliseum when they played the Raiders not too long ago. I'm telling you, they travel, man.
At least 40%.
Okay,
I was going to say 35-40.
And 40% is,
I'm going
59. That sounds like a lot too.
40% is 25% too much. I'm telling you, I don't want to see terrible towels waving around.
But
there.
I got a question for Steeler Nation. Are these Steeler fans from the Bay who are like, okay, my hometown team coming
they
to the area?
They got a bar in San Francisco, the Steeler bar.
I know, but how many people are actually coming from Pittsburgh?
That I don't know.
And how many people are from here?
A majority has to be from here, but they're coming from the Berg. And they got a bar here in the city where Steeler fans come and watch.
Yeah, and you know what? Other teams have bars. Don't
give me another team.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Eagles have a bar here.
Cleveland Browns have a bar in Alameda.
Bills have a bar here.
Yeah, McGee's.
Bills have a bar.
That is dope.
Browns have a bar.
There you go.
There's a lot of teams.
Chilton Auto.
I'm a double back and check.
Body text line 95795. There's definitely other bars and restaurants in the Bay Area that are considered team bar.
Wow.
I'd love to hear some of them because there's no Cleveland, I know for sure. And absolutely the Steelers are Shanghai Kelly's, right?
Yep.
That's the big. I think there's another
Bills Shanghai Kelly's.
Bills have a bar. Bills have a bar. Browns have a bar. Eagles. Eagles have a couple bars, I think, out here in the city.
Damn.
I want to say the Steelers have a bar out in the Mission, too. It's a like Giordano Brothers, maybe something like that. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Rocco in Lafayette. What's up, Rocco?
As much as I don't want to give Raiders any kind of credit, they did start the nation thing. That's without a doubt. But so 49ers have no business saying 49er Nation.
All right.
But I got to get back to the Raiders. I want to clone myself as the official Raider hater, and what I speak is the gospel. The Raiders are absolutely ridiculous. They used to be called, if you remember right, the most winning sports organization. Yeah, and they're so far from that. The only thing that resembles it is their emblem on the helmet. The team has nothing to do with the past, and the fans are worse. These guys were sleeping in the...
That's where I stop you, Rocco. That's where I got to stop you.
We got some of the best fans.
Oakland Raider fans.
Come on.
That's where I got to stop you.
Salute.
Man, if you've ever gone out to a Raider tailgate and really...
There should be a 30 for 30 on
it. Nothing like it.
It's pretty
amazing.
Nothing
like it.
It's pretty amazing. We're getting a lot of bar places coming in
here. I'm wondering how much is legit, though.
Well, we can read it.
Because now they're saying there's a Titan bar. Stop.
Seahawks
bar on Hate.
That's right.
No.
It's saying the Connecticut Yankee in Petrillo Hill. I'm familiar with that place. New England Patriots sports bar. Bears have one on Dolores and 29th, I think.
What?
That would be O. Greenberg's. I know that bar. If it's on 29th and Dolores, I'm pretty sure it's, or used to be called Old Greenberg's 20 years ago.
510 said Niners have numerous bars in Seattle.
Black Magic Voodoo Lounge, apparently the Saints.
Yeah. Not a place I would go to.
Yeah, I'm a pass. That don't even sound.
The Hop Grenade is a Bears bar out in Concord. Okay. Danny Coyle on Hate. I know that place. Danny Coyle says the Chargers. Okay. We should do, you know what? We got to do something more on that. But first, let's hit it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, last call question today to win a Google Home Mini. Give me your favorite sports movie and why. 888-957-9570 is the number. And again, best call, Google Home Mini. And the new rule is if you say, how you guys doing, You're going to get cut off because we got to make this fast. Let's go to Lewis in Brentwood. Start us off, Lewis. What's up, man?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies is The Sixth Man for its mixture of comedy and drama. Great movie.
Sixth Man.
Wow. Never
Anybody?
Heard of it.
Thank you.
I have. Is that
Lewis?
With Marlon Lewis? Is that with Marlon Wayne's? Yeah. When his brother died. Yeah, that's not a bad movie.
All right. Six Men.
Not a bad movie.
But his number one.
I don't have any ammunition on that
not
one.
Not number one.
Jesse in San Jose. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, Matt? I say favorite sports movie, Remember the Titans, because regardless, they learn how to trust each other regardless of color.
Wow, remember the Titans. Let's put Jesse in the pole position.
Can never go wrong with Denzel.
Or teamwork. You know, he's mentioning teamwork. Let's go to Ronnie, San Mateo. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, mine was just taken, so my second place I'm going to have to go with Major League, just because anytime you add such a cool baseball story and Charlie Sheen, you're going to have a good combination.
Ronnie, you're now in pole position, and the reason is just a great, great ad lib and great thinking on your feet. When somebody's taking your first one, John's in Benicia. What's up, John?
Yeah, it's funny, guys. You just said that Major League was mine, but I got to go with my childhood favorite, Sandlot. Growing up playing baseball in a baseball town here in the Bay Area, you know, my dad taught me the ropes, and I would love to live back in that area, just grabbing a ball and a bat and your buddies going out to the field and playing ball. So all about the Sandlot, guys.
John, stay on the line. I love your ad lib, too. Apparently, to get at the pole position, all you got to do is say the guy in front of me took my movie, and I'm going to get you on. Jay in San Jose. Let me guess, Sandlot.
It's too late. No one Sandlot. It was Remember the Titans. We'll be perfect. You fans, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown high parts. And then you will run a mile. Man, I'm fired up right now, signing. I'm going to pull the truck over and go tackle somebody.
Goo?
Wow. That was
Thanks,
a lot.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate yeah. it. Jeff in San Jose. Goo, when I give you that look, it's for should we put him in the pole position.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeff, San Jose, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to take it all the way back to the natural. Roy Hobbs. It's the cover off the ball.
Ooh. Woo! Jeff.
Jeff.
Put Jeff in the lead.
Oh, I was going to say no, because the last one had the energy.
Goo, you know who's in?
Who?
The Natural.
Come on. Robert Redford.
That's right,
that's my guy.
I didn't like the part when he hit it off the light.
You know
tower
why I dropped the ball
like
a second ago?
Why?
The 415 text. I said Rick Tittle said, favorite sports movies is bad radio.
Sometimes you have to try to not let that distract you every once in a while. Tony in Fairfax. What's up, Tony?
Hey, I got one for you
Give
guys.
It to me.
North Dallas Ford.
Yeah.
These guys are too young.
Oh, I watched
I know
it.
About North Dallas. Yeah, absolutely.
And the ice tub.
But there's a movie out there.
The love of the game. He plays football for the love of the game. All that pain. No $200,000 watches. He goes out and plays in pain. North Dallas 40.
Tony's in a leaderboard.
You're putting Tony in the leaderboard?
Yeah, he's in a pole position.
You know what, though? He played, I wish I could remember that quarterback's name. The actor's name.
There's
that curly hair. Dark
oh,
curly
that,
hair.
That narrows it
There's
down.
A movie out there I'm surprised nobody has brought up. A sleeper. That's a very good sports movie. I'll bring it up
Fletch.
After last call.
Joe in San Francisco. What's up, Joe?
Yo, gentlemen. I got one for you. The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Oh.
Classic. Burt Reynolds is a man.
And Eddie Albert also. Oh, yes, sir. Joe, I'm putting you in the lead.
Wow.
And one of the reasons is because we accidentally disconnected the previous leader.
I thought we all had to agree.
Okay, do you guys agree?
It's too late now.
Let's count it. You're welcome, Joe. Yogi's in Bay Point. What's up, Yogi?
Hey, what's going on? Do I give you my address now or later for the damn Google Home thing?
Right now. Come on, Yogi.
Hey,
he's sleeping at the wheel.
Babe Ruth calling his shot.
I'm generous today. Let him finish. What's up, Yogi?
My first instinct was to go with Caddyshack, but I had to redo that and go with Space Jam. There's no topic Space Jam.
Thank you, Yogi. Oh, Mac Yogi. Davis, thank you, 650. Mac Davis.
Oh,
was
yeah.
in North Dallas 40.
Hair.
Gosh, I love the text
Any
line.
Given Sunday, Willie Beeman. On the text line.
Yeah.
Pretty good one. I'll say the one because I don't think anybody's going to get it.
Okay.
Wildcats.
Oh, Goldie
Nobody's
Hawn.
Wildcats. Goldie
Hawn.
Wesley Snipes, a young Woody Harrelson. football. Remember the song at the end of the movie?
Goldie was my girl, man.
Mario in Santa Clara. I think she was married to Kurt Russell.
Yeah, she was.
She might still be. Hey, Mario, what's up?
Hey, the program with Omar Epps.
The program.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
You know what I heard? A lot of people on the text line said that was a bad movie.
No, it was a classic.
I'm leaning that way.
It was a classic.
You didn't even say it.
Thank you, Mario.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
It is. Program is awesome. Lattimore and Mac when he got his knee tore up.
There's one on here I really like, too. Dylan. Dylan in the Dro. What's up, Dylan? Let's go to Hello? Joe in San Francisco. Joe. Come on, Dylan. Come on, Dylan. A little late. Joe.
Well, no, go to Jordan. Joe's in the leader.
Oh, that's right. I messed the colors up. Joe in San Francisco. Jordan in San Leandro, rather.
All right. My movie is Talladega Nights because it's got the best nickname on yesterday's last call. We got Shake and Bake and the Magic Man.
Rack him.
Nah.
Jordan's in the lead.
Jordan. You don't like that? Talladega Nights is really funny, but a top sports movie, come on.
Yeah. I tell you what, on the text line, 805, Slapshot, the Hanson brothers. Yeah. It's a good movie.
Karate Kid on the text line, too. Not,
yeah.
Come on.
Dude,
man.
That was great.
What was the football movie with Tom Cruise and the guy from Coach?
The Pittsburgh High School football team.
Dude, oh my God.
Shoot,
the right moves.
Yes.
All the right moves.
Yeah, with Craig.
Yeah, Craig from Coach. Yeah. That's a sleeper movie.
Little Sammy. What's up, Little Sammy?
A League of Their Own. There's no crying in baseball.
You know,
there's been more baseball movies than any other sport.
Little Sammy, but you should have seen the look on these two guys' face. That's basically was their look, huh? I like it. Jeff, Jeff in Walnut Creek. What's up, Jeff?
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Wow.
Motivational. It'll get you through anything.
Wow, man.
Will
the
Smith.
Golfer.
How about Matt Damon, right? Is it Matt Damon?
Absolutely.
Guys? Thanks a lot, Jeff. These guys, they're not. Who Mayor?
I like
Who Mayor won yesterday. Know, come on. Who Mayor won yesterday?
He's not going to win. He's like an exhibition.
Oh, okay.
You know, you ever been in a swim meet? They have like six swimmers, and then the seventh will be in the exhibition lane. Right. They just swim alongside.
I never knew that.
Nothing really happens, even if they win. Who Mayor, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Hey, I just wanted to participate. I know I won yesterday, but I had to give you my 2 cents. I'm surprised after Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes was mentioned, nobody said white men can't jump.
Oh, see, Humair is really good. I almost feel like giving Humair another Google Home Mini, but we can't. White Man Can't Jump is one of the top five basketball movies.
Put your mouth where the money is. Lewis in Berkeley. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, my best movie is Road to Glory. It was a great movie. Small school beating a powerhouse Kentucky. New coach and everything, you know, establishing that black players can play just as good under a good system.
Hey, Lewis, do you have a Google Home Mini?
I don't.
You want one?
Yes.
Stay on the line, my friend. You're today's winner of Last Call. Lewis in Berkeley, Road to Glory. It's fun. Look, you know what? I'll be honest with you. Don't tell the boss this, but Last Call's starting to grow on me.
Dude,
I was a little skeptical at first. Yeah. I think the key is the question's got to be pretty good.
No doubt.
The question's got to be. Hey, we got to get out. That's it.
That's
Damon,
it. We're
Kolsky,
late.
Ratto, thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.